I want to share with you an idea from the Shar HaKavanos in the Siddur that I have that explains what the Shir Shoyom that we say. So if you know in the Shir Shoyom, it says, Hayom Yomishum B'Shabbos. The concept of saying each day is a day from Shabbos or B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos Shlishi. So he says that what a person's goal, certainly when saying the Shir Shoyom, but a person's goal in general is L'chaven K'dei She'yishar Lo Ezit Tosefes Me'osa Kedusha. You should have Kavana that from the Shabbos you experienced, there should be some remnants of that that is able to overflow onto you of the previous Shabbos and then the upcoming Shabbos as well. And they should come into the Yemei HaChol, into the weekdays. And if you prepare yourself, well for these, and it becomes regular for you, then you'll be guaranteed that the Yetzer is not going to attack you, is not going to be able to have much effect on you. And it's not going to cause you to sin. So what is his example? So he says that in each of us, we know we have our neshama. Our neshama is comprised of three parts, three accessible parts, the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. The nefesh, the life force, the ruach, we'll call it the breathing force, or that which enables us to speak. And the last part, which is the neshama, the highest level, whether it's through the mind that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he explains the idea that on Sunday, person should have kavana that the concept of the kedusha of the neshama that you received on Shabbos should overflow. You should connect to that on Sunday. So the aspect of neshama, which is the most deepest part of a person's soul that you experience on Shabbos, that should have this flow that exists with you on Sunday. On Monday, as that wanes, Sunday night and Monday begins, you focus on the kavana that you have of the extra kedusha of that Shabbos that affected your ruach. And then on Tuesday, as Monday wanes, you do the same thing for the aspect of nefesh, the most base part of a person's neshama. What happens comes Wednesday. So he says from Wednesday and onward, a person must prepare themselves. They should be able to receive the kedusha that Shabbos experiences for them. And they should be muchan lekabel tosefes nefesh on Wednesday, the lowest part. Comes Thursday, the tosefes of ruach. That means that Shabbos is coming, a person feels it. They feel it on Wednesday, and they're now preparing themselves to receive this concept on Wednesday. On Thursday, it's the Ruach of Shabbos. And on Friday, of course, it's the Neshama of Shabbos, the highest level of Kedusha that Shabbos has that we can connect to. That should be something that a person prepares himself to. So the first 3 days of the week, a person is experiencing the overflow and allowing themselves to have that overflow. The next 3 days, a person preparing themselves to actually receive the Kedusha, the overflow of Shabbos itself, and that is what is a Mekadesh a person throughout the week. And these are the days when we say, Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni, B'Shabbos, Shishi, B'Shabbos. It's actually connecting our neshama to the Shabbos before and to the Shabbos up and coming.